You are listening to the audio production of Glory by Lori Copeland, published by Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by Holly Adams. 1.
Well, the least you could do is stay for supper.
Glory choked on dust as Ralph Samuel's buckboard spun out of the yard on one wheel. Sighing, she glanced toward the shanty, hoping that was squirrel she smelled frying, and that Poppy had cooked enough for two. Bending over, the petite young woman with a boyish frame picked up the knapsack holding her extra pair of denims and shirt. Poppy isn't going to be happy about this, Glory thought. It was the third time in as many months that an almost husband had brought her back. The eager suitor would call on her proper-like, then Poppy would propose marriage. The besotted swain always agreed, only to go back on his word before vows were spoken. Glory didn't understand it. This time, she'd nearly made it through the whole day before this fickle lout got cold feet. Men were just too picky. Yes, she'd corrected Ralph a few times this morning, only corrected the man. So what? She hadn't said that she knew everything. He was thin-skinned and took her harmless observations for a sign of bossiness. Bossy? Her? She wasn't bossy. Just happened to have more knowledge about turnips than Ralph could ever hope to have, and it was his pained expression, not hers, that put a blight on the outing. She glanced at the shanty again, wondering if Poppy would be upset with her for coming back, or being returned, a third time. He shouldn't be. Seemed to her that she was lucky to have discovered Ralph's headstrong tendencies now rather than later. Wouldn't it have been dandy to be hitched to a man who couldn't discuss turnips without blowing up? Poppy? Glory sniffed the late afternoon air, her eyes traveling to the piece of metal pipe stuck through the tin roof. Only a faint waft of smoke curled from the chimney. Odd, she thought. That was meat she smelled frying. Climbing the steps to the porch, she kept a firm grip on the knapsack. Wasn't any need to unpack. When Poppy had gotten it in his mind a few months back that he wasn't going to live much longer, he'd set out like a man possessed to get her married off. No amount of arguing could have convinced him otherwise. She didn't need a husband. She was able to take care of herself. Been doing it since she was knee-high to a grasshopper. But the old hermit had argued, something Poppy didn't do that often. He'd fretted day and night about how she couldn't live in these parts alone, not these days. He'd contended that if Indians didn't stir up trouble, men with no good intentions would. How could Poppy worry? Glory could fire her old Hawkins rifle better than any man. Poppy couldn't dispute that. She could haul water and chop wood and skin a bear in less time than it took to talk about it. She wasn't much on cooking and cleaning, but Poppy did all of that. She knew all she needed to get by. She didn't want any man telling her what to do. Why, if she hadn't fallen off that wagon when she was a baby, and if Poppy hadn't found her lying on the trail, she probably could have raised herself. Her resolve stiffened. She had to talk Poppy out of this foolish notion of marriage. It wasn't going to work. Poppy? Glory pushed the front door open a crack and peered inside. Late afternoon sunlight fell across the dirt floor. A remnant of morning fire had turned to white ashes. The iron skillet was on the stove, and the scent of frying meat and burnt bread teased her nose. Squinting, her eyes shifted to Poppy's cot across the room. Poppy, hands across his chest, lay sleeping peacefully between the rumpled blankets. Shoving the door open, she came inside. Sleeping at this time of day? Poppy would be up all night. Pausing beside the cot, she smiled down affectionately on the only father she'd ever known. She didn't know her real pa's name, but when she'd fallen off that wagon and nobody had noticed, Poppy had become her family from that day on. If her real ma or pa had come back looking for their infant daughter, they hadn't found her. Poppy said he'd stayed around the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?